Yesterday, we brought you the story of a man from Khayelitsha who was being evicted from his dwelling and he was forcibly removed. His name, of course, is Bulelani Kolani. He was outside his shack, he was naked, and he was dragged out. Four officials have since been suspended, pending a probe by the city of Cape Town. And so now the mayor of Cape Town, Mayor Dan Plato, was able to speak to the SABC today. He was in conversation with Sakina Kamwendo. And when asked about this, he had the following to say about what happened in terms of that raid, how it was handled. And the mayor actually leveled some accusations of his own. So then let's have a listen to what Mayor Plato had to say speaking.
We do raids of that nature. We have our camera people standing by to take the necessary pictures because it always ends up in court. And that person had his pants on, he was closed. And when the officers reached that particular structure, all of a sudden, within moments, he was naked. So he was not initially naked.
I don't understand that at all, Mayor Plato. For me, that's very strange. I disagree. It just really is quite odd. I'm assuming the man must have looked out, peeped out of his dwelling, and then when he saw that the police were coming, quickly took off his clothes so that he could, be humiliated in that way, I guess. With this particular story, many of you, of course, are also quite dismayed about it. And yesterday, you did show your anger. We talked about it yesterday in social emotion. And also now we understand that the SA Human Rights Commission is getting involved in this matter. And I think it's a good thing so that this man can be able to gain justice for the humiliation that he actually endured yesterday. But I think it does bring another point to the table, which is we need to start having earnest conversations about, evicting people. Currently, there's a moratorium on evictions, in my understanding, so that this is even happening is actually quite worrying and quite surprising. What is surprising is that music on UJFM is quite the best, and we take you back now to the